At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
When you start digging into the darkest corners of the Koberger case, one name keeps floating back up like a bad penny. Papa Roger. For nearly 3 years, that handle haunted online forums with eerie accuracy, chilling predictions, and a tone that made you wonder if the killer himself was hiding in plain sight. Was it Brian Koberger? Law enforcement now swears no. They've said flat out, after what they call a deep dive, that the IP addresses didn't match. Case closed, right? No. Here's the problem. If you've been following this case closely, you know nothing about it has ever felt simple or tidy. And when you slap a phrase like deep dive onto an official denial without showing receipts, without letting the public see the warrants, the metadata, the IPs you're even talking about, and with no mention of VPNs, it leaves the rest of us standing here asking, okay, but what exactly did you look at? Because let's be honest, VPNs exist. IP addresses can be masked, blocked. And if we're learning anything about Koberger, it's that he was meticulous about scrubbing his tracks. There's plenty of other data they didn't have either. So it doesn't really surprise me to go and assume that, well, he scrubbed his tracks clean enough that you can't say definitively that it was Koberger, but I believe you sure as hell can't say it wasn't either. I'm willing to be proved wrong on that if you can show me who it was then, other than we don't know. Because if you don't know, then you don't know. And that means it could be him. That's where the frustration comes in. If it wasn't him, then who was it? Because the parallels are hard to ignore. Papa Roger wasn't just a loudmouth online. It was combative, argumentative, almost desperate to prove superiority. Sound familiar? The exact same energy shows up in every single account of Koberger's personality. The man couldn't walk into a classroom, a social interaction, or even a traffic stop without trying to one-up everyone in the room. Then there's the detail that really sticks, the knife sheath. Before that piece of evidence was ever released publicly, Papa Roger was out there talking about it like it was common knowledge. It's not a lucky guess. It's either insider knowledge or someone with an uncanny ability to crawl inside the mind of a killer. And when you line up those breadcrumbs, the personality, the behavior, the timing, suddenly that official deep dive feels a lot less conclusive and a lot more like a loose end. They'd rather sweep off the table. So where does that leave us? Well, leaves us staring at a digital ghost, trying to decide if it was the man now sitting in a prison cell or someone else entirely. Jennifer Coffendaffer is here. She's been one of the most outspoken voices on it, one of the biggest deep divers on it, if you will, from day one. And that's where I want to start, because I know where my gut is, but you've been disciplined about following the evidence. The official answer is it wasn't him, in your view. Are we supposed to take that at face value, or do the parallels between Papa Roger and Brian Koberger still deserve a little more scrutiny, Jen? Let's get into it.
You know, Tony, I have to go with law enforcement on this, and this is the only reason why. And the reason I know why you're not is because you can't see that evidence before you. And I can't either. Mm-hmm. And that's frustrating to me. I want to see every subpoena or search warrant. You know, this case was mostly done via search warrant to get court orders as opposed to subpoenas, which was smart. So I want to see that search warrant. I want to see everything to do with metadata, all the VPN, what services Koberger used. I want to see his IP address information, everything I want to see to really be convinced. But because they have come down so dogmatically, I just feel like I have to respect that they did everything properly and that they came up with the correct result. I tell you, though, every time I go back and look at Papa, I was just reviewing all my tweets that I did about him for all those months. It's eerie. It's so eerie.
What were you finding? And because you were going back and you probably more than anyone have dug down this rabbit hole and have come up with a lot of evidence that certainly made me believe it was him and many others, and I'm still there. What have you been finding now, retrospectively looking at this, comparing some actions outside that we know were Koberger with then how things reflected over on the Papa Roger end of things?
Well, you know, one of the things that I always thought was fascinating was we all know about the survey that he sent out to criminals that was very, asked all these questions and lined out everything about crimes, right? Well, what was interesting is when you juxtapose them against what Papa Roger had to say and the questions that Papa Roger gave on his platform. And it's hilarious. As an example, at DeSales University, why did you choose the victim and target over others? And then Papa Roger would say, why did the killer choose that house over all the others in the area? What do we think the entrance point to the crime scene was? So. And there's many examples of this where the questions exist and then Papa emulates that. Another one, how did you leave the scene? Were you leaving, was there anything you did after you left the scene? And Papa asked, do we think the killer took anything from the house? How long do we think the killer was in the house? So he lines things up very much with that survey he did. Why did you choose the victim or the target over others? And this one is really eerie. This post I did months and months or a year and a half ago. He says, regardless of what has been released, I believe this is a sexually motivated crime, which is, of course, what many of us believe and have always said. When you said he was very dramatic in terms of how he did not, he fought with everybody on
yes,
the platform.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he fought with everybody. Yeah. Argumentative, combative, desperate. What I heard a lot of was, and what you saw if you look back, it very desperate to prove himself to everyone else in the group, which seemed to be pretty much how he acted around human beings in real life as well. Everyone who has accounts of being with him, they describe the same type of guy, and Koberger doesn't seem all that reinventive of a personality. There seems to be one mode for Koberger, and that's Koberger mode. So I'm not surprised that this online persona seems to have the exact same type of personality as Brian Koberger does, and seems to happen to have the same profile picture as Brian Koberger, which, you know, there's that.
There is that. Yeah, you know, one of the things, I don't know if you recall this, but there was a huge amount of consternation for some reason about the blood that was coming down the wall.
Yeah.
Now, to me, it was obviously blood. It wasn't rust, but there was this huge debate going on social media. Someone wrote, for crying out loud, that's rust dripping on the foundation. The blood theory was debunked in a matter of days. Stop posting about it. And Papa writes, prove it. And then he gives some time and then he comes back and he said, didn't think you could.
Jesus. Yeah, that's not him or anything at all. The VPN masking thing, I mean, they when they have come out and they've given their statement, they always do cite that, you know, we did a deep dive. They don't even mention VPN, but they talk about IPs. And really, the answer probably, and I do believe they dug as far as they can. I'm not criticizing them for their dig. I'm criticizing them for their answer of it couldn't be him. It's not him. There's a big difference between that or we just couldn't come to the conclusion. We couldn't undetermined, I think, seems more like a definitive answer to give if it's a VPN involved. Because, yeah, no one's going to get past that. Like, you're not going to figure it out if he was using a VPN. And what we know about him is that he was really scrubbing his tracks as he went along the way. So it's not insane to think that as he was communicating out there, if it was in fact him on these servers, that he was using a VPN. Of course he was.
Well, you know, there are specific companies, obviously, that offer these VPNs, and they're numerous.
Yeah.
And certainly the FBI and law enforcement has the ability through court order to get information related to VPNs. Where it gets dicey is when that VPN is routed to any sort of server that's out of this country.
There you go. And that's a lot of VPNs, and it would not be hard to do it.
That's a lot of VPNs, and I would think, just judging from how detail-oriented he was, that he probably knew which VPNs those were, which providers. Yeah. I'm sure he researched it. Yeah. And I say that because we don't have much on his digital trail like we would have expected.
Exactly. I mean, I have a VPN app on my phone. I can log into another country and run things through that if I wanted to. You can pick, you can actively choose, for folks who don't know how a VPN works, a lot of them you can actively choose where that IP address is, where it's flowing through. So you can pick, usually you want to pick something close to you because you have a faster connection. But if you really want to hide it, I could pick Australia or something, just as Koberger could, or anyone could. If you're trying to hide your trail or your tracks or something, or whatever reason you may be using a VPN for. And that to me is just, I don't know. It seems like there's a really easy explanation for why we couldn't get much further than we could identifying who Koberger was. The Papa Rogers account, as we know, very combative. One of the biggest points the account mentioned was that sheath before it was publicly revealed. Some people have criticized that, saying, well, that was a good guess. They were talking about a fixed blade knife. Well, the fixed blade knife is an easy guess. That would be one I think most people could throw out there. But talk of the sheath, I mean, still, that really, again, you got that. You got the profile that looks like him. You got the personality that seems to be him. I'm just, I don't know what more we need. I mean, if we were trying him at court, are you Papa Roger? I think the evidence points to it being Brian Koberger.
Well, and I want to quote that exact knife sheath post by him, because it is eerie. This was on November 30th. He says, of the evidence released, the murder weapon has been consistent. So this is before we even knew for sure that it was a fixed blade knife. Sorry, caveated that going back. Of the evidence released, the murder weapon has been consistent as a large fixed blade knife. Mm-hmm. So this was unknown on November 30th.
Yep.
Large fixed blade knife. We knew it was a sharp cutting instrument, but there's all sorts of knives. But he's very specific. Then he says, this leads me to believe they found the sheath. This evidence was released prior to autopsies. He's talking about the fixed blade knife, I believe, when he says this evidence was released. So, as you say, it is shocking that anybody would have that guess, although I did research and look back, and I saw, I think, one other account that made a similar comment. Now, they didn't have all these other comments that Papa Roger has, where you have, you know, all these comments that are suspect, but they said something about the sheet. Also, also recall this, on December 29th, that was when Papa Roger was kicked out of his group. And then he made it and became an admin. And then a alias Papa Roger that was called Papa Roger had the exact same profile picture. He joins the group, and a lot of people are confused and believe that that is the real Papa Roger.
Yep. That's where this whole thing gets sticky, isn't it? On paper, law enforcement, word. Fuck, I read that wrong. Again on that one. 3, 2, 1. That's where this whole thing gets sticky, isn't it? On paper, law enforcement's word should be enough. They say, not him. We nod, we move on. But when you peel back the layers, you see the problem. Transparency. What we've got wasn't a detailed report laying out step-by-step how they eliminated Koberger as Papa Roger. What we got was a summary, like, we did a deep dive and it wasn't him. Move on. It's like your kid telling you that they cleaned their room but refusing to open the door. You're supposed to just trust it looks fine inside. And yet those eerie parallels won't let go. The combative tone, the desperate need to prove himself, the fixation on details like the sheath, his profile picture that looks like him. That's not casual internet chatter. That's a profile. It's a pattern. It's a reflection of someone's inner wiring. And if that wiring looks exactly like the guy now serving life, you're going to have people questioning whether we've been told the full truth on that. Or they just couldn't get to it. Either way. I think it deserves a little digging. But here's the other angle. What if law enforcement did get it right? What if the VPN trail, which they didn't seem to go down as far as we're aware of, it was an IP. VPNs don't seem to get brought up here as like, hey, that could be why we don't know who it is. The warrants, the subpoenas really did lock down the fact that Papa Roger wasn't Koberger. Maybe there's more behind the curtain here and we're wrong. And this person really just seemed to know how Koberger looked, created a profile picture that looked just like Koberger, knew certain things about the crime no one else knew, and then acted in ways almost identical to the personality of Koberger without ever knowing who he was before he was arrested. Yeah, that doesn't happen. It opens up a question that is just as chilling. Who was it then? Because if it wasn't him, then we're dealing with someone else who had an uncanny insight into the crime. Someone who had either guessed with surgeon-level precision, psychic almost, seeing a vision of Koberger in their mind and going, that's the profile picture I'm going to use. And it happens to be Papa Roger that we're going to call him, which is in turn a nod to Elliot Roger, the incel, because Koberger's not making nods to everyone else in this whole crime either. Like Norman Bates, like American Psycho, like Ted Bundy, like BTK, like everybody else he put together to make up the identity of Brian Koberger. Either way, that person still exists out there. In the ether, anonymous, untouched, never held accountable for the role they played in muddying the case. Or was it him? And maybe that's the thing. Or maybe that's the legacy of Papa Roger. Whether it was Koberger or not, it exposed the blind spots we have in digital forensic, VPNs, masked IPs, anonymous handles. They aren't going away. The next Papa Roger is already out there in some form, dropping cryptic notes while hiding behind the same digital curtain. If law enforcement can't convincingly peel that back, we're going to see more of these ghosts haunting high-profile cases. So we better get better ghost detectors going on here, shall we? For me, the takeaway is this. Absence of proof isn't proof of absence. We might never get the hard receipts we want tying Koberger to Papa Roger, but the unsettling truth is that the voice that taunted, predicted, and argued its way through the early days of this case still matters because it shows us what evil looks like when it cloaks itself in anonymity. And more than anything, should keep us paying attention. Tell me your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. If you're not there already, just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi and you'll find us there. You can do that same search wherever you get podcasts and find us on any podcast platform as well. Hit subscribe while you're there so you don't miss any of our discussions and coverage of this and the many cases we cover for you here at True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. My name is Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.